presenting of the surgical procedures done by using a special knives or whatever that says, according to their information, that they're, the surgical is not going to a membrane somehow. And what they're asking is, how can they have the surgical cut without a typical knife incision?
Oh. You have water lasers, you have light lasers.
But they're done in the laboratory away from where they're actually done.
They could be done right in the field. The incisions are nothing. I don't mean to make light of it, but truly the incisions are nothing. And if you use a laser surgical scalpel, light, water, but I would suppose I would probably use light. Will not only create enough heat that it will stop any hemorrhaging. You see, you're not going to be able to drain the blood away until after you remove the fetus, because you have to have the circulation still going, or the baby will be so deprived of oxygen that you lose the benefit. It becomes an imbecile. And you must have it functioning, its motor function. So there would be absolute desire to lose no blood in the process. And yet they're not interested in the cow. So the cow literally would be rendered unconscious. The surgical procedures would be done. And those are done by lasers, because that seals the blood vessel and allows rapid excision, rapid removal of a fetus or a body part, so that it is not deteriorating or the blood within it does not clot. All of this must be done very rapidly, and usually will be done by a team. Then the blood is extracted, which obviously, when all blood is extracted, the animal will expire. It has no life function ability.
Will an autopsy show that kind of stuff going on, that laser cutting?
Well, yes, and this is why the question comes up. How do they manage to do that?
Yeah.
And therefore, it cannot be averse.
Yeah, the two questions that come up is that, and also then the body itself doesn't decompose for a while. That's part because it doesn't have any blood.
That's right. And very frequently, especially with your satanic group, and this is another good way you can tell, they will suck it out. And in the process, they usually use embalming materials. And they don't want the blood clotting for the satanic purposes. So there will be a solution, partial solution, that will get mixed into that system and will cause non-deterioration for a while too. And when that method is utilized, usually animals would not come near it. The meat itself is poison, and so your animals will stay away from it. So a lot of most of the ones found are intentionally found, and most of the ones found will not be at the site where any of the maneuvering is done. They will be taken and they will be dumped to be found, so that you'll go through all the things that you've gone through. And there will always be the disinformation once put out there to produce the disinformation, making all these explanations for them to have to find and uncover and draw incorrect conclusions. You can't believe that it is set up that way. And yet you can talk to any surgeon, especially a brain surgeon now, a neurosurgeon, who is always using laser technology. That's why you use it. It is pinpoint accurate, instant, and it seals off and stops hemorrhaging. They're not very careful you know, for instance, where the birth canal, the entire birth canal will usually be removed with the womb. This does, in fact, is hooked to a piece of equipment, can be transported, keep that fetus alive just as it is, until they can get it to a laboratory somewhere. And then those extra parts are just done away with.
This scenario is the fetus is in the women, 3 months before they're gone, the same scenario. They're taking them out.
They're taking them out, yes.
And the woman doesn't know them.
Right.
So they're using those lasers and she has no scars probably.
Usually they're just removed as just as
the natural way.
Yes. Yeah. And she may not feel too good, but there would be no need to basically disfigure the woman at all. Now, I don't know how you go out and share these things.
Careful.
We just have to go out and do it, though, because we have to become, we enter the picture now. We don't really have a choice. I told you early on, and Grandfather told you before that. First of all, you'll be ridiculed, then it will be denied and covered as long as possible. Then they'll have to acknowledge the presence. And every effort will be made to panic and terrify man. And then everything will be blamed on Space Command. In order to rally you against that outside force. While what is doing it is eating away within. Then they will do some very heinous things, and then the reproductions of the pictures will come forth and they will say, they did it. Here's the picture. And I'm telling you, they plan things as heinous as atomic bombing New York City. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know how to scare you. That's a lot worse, my friend, than knocking off the San Andreas Fault. What else do you need to know while I'm here about mutilation? Because I'm going to move on.
Well, you've answered the questions that they've asked me.
I'm available. Please, George, it is so incredibly important. If there's something I'm not covering enough of in the writings, if it is something I can reveal without getting you in really, really deep yogurt, I will do so.
No, you didn't.
There is a point where you can know too much, and it becomes very dangerous. But you have to know enough to make it reasonable, plausible, and out of the mysticism.
Eric, the only thing everyone asks is, well, where's your proof? And people say, you sound like a science fiction story.
Good.
That's what they want
to say. I know.
It's like a science fiction story.
Just tell them to stick around if they can. Long enough. Read today. You may as well just get a little of this out of the way.
Alien at Camp David. Dharma Hatton present and asking for undivided attention. That which we have been awaiting, the coming into your underground cruise, has done so. The alien at Camp David. I'm going to answer several questions at once herein, and all of you will want more detail. I will not jeopardize the lives of ones involved by giving you minute detail. I continually receive a barrage of mail saying, I just don't see how you expect us to believe this stuff. I don't know how to cause you to consider some of the things which are urgently important, but I must lay them out for your intake. I receive letters which ask for more on background, and letters that say enough already about history, and yet when new items hit you, you have no background with which to consider the new information. For instance, the beginnings of the Khazar tribes may appear to have little to do with an alien being at Camp David, but unless you know that which has happened within the changing Khazars, you cannot make connection. First, I'm going to tell you what is, and then I can give you that which you will hear, be ridiculed, denied, and totally hidden by your government as long as possible. Months and months ago, I told you that an alien from Sector 31 made contact, set up a rendezvous with your government, etc. Your government broke all of the agreements of the meeting as prearranged, and one alien was left behind as the craft departed when the police, military, and CIA arrived. The problem faced at present is the security of the original Bush being. Many of you inquire as to just what happens to the original model from which the replicas are developed. Well, if there is a possibility of reuse of the original, and with Bush, his background fits with the guidelines of future government structuring, then the original is preserved. Further, there is deterioration within the reproductions, and new cells are utilized whenever possible. Barbara and George are basically incarcerated at Camp David. Originally, there was semi-agreement to this arrangement with allowances for excursions, vacations, etc., which would be handled on weekends, vacation trips, any time there were not major decisions to consider, with willing participants, which can be utilized later, or given retirement with memory restrictions. The originals are left to live out their lives. With ones who are on the dangerous to the cause list, they are simply eliminated. I have no intention of wasting time telling you who is and who is not, but I will take time to tell you this much. If ones like LaRouche would play the adversary's game and come forward now in support of the One World Plan, they would allow him to reside at Camp David or elsewhere until his duplicate would have brought his supporters into line, and then, with mental adjustment, they would release him to work among you. He is a stubborn man with a mission to stop this madness, and thus they keep him locked away. It isn't exactly like they simply go ask him. It is handled in subconscious states under proper medication to gain intent, and they have found he will not submit to tampering. Can they pull it off without his permission? Indeed. But too many would know that the man had either been replaced or had been physically altered. This is exactly that which happened with Bill Benson and many other patriots. If they do not come into line, they are rendered useless and unable to function. Beware of patriots who suddenly come into line with the New World Order. Section 31, Xeno, meaning stranger or foreigner, was incarcerated, put under intense interrogation, medically and scientifically abused, and cells of all manners taken for the purpose of reproduction. It is not so easy to reproduce a Section 31 alien, however, but they kept researching it until they have viable form presence. You're going to be shown pictures of a Xeno with Bush at Camp David. They were taken from a great distance, but identity is clearly present. The picture, however, is of the alien with the original George Bush, who is likewise incarcerated. The point of the mission and contact was to tell you ones that your behavior would not longer be tolerated, and that you would be provided help to set your planet into order. I think you can easily guess at the response. The alien spent the better part of a day with the original Bush, at which point Bush was offered a removal to craft until such time as the plots would be exposed and the elite cartel brought into demise. I will not tell you how that turned out, so please do not ask. I will say that because of hazards to the craft energy field, it remained distant and unmanifested except to cloud, gaseous, shroud resolution. This presented a serious problem for the human Bush, which is totally out of frequency necessary to assure safety in such a distance transfer. I simply decline to further discuss that particular matter. It is sufficient to say, however, that the Xeno quite quickly vanished following the visit. When the time is right, however, and it is determined whether or not the creature can be utilized in duplicated form by the adversary, you will hear a lot about the being of last September, threats of destruction, wild plans of the aliens, etc. They will not be capable of reproduction of mental shape, and therefore anything which comes forth will be lies. I ask that you do not effort to find out who produced the pictures, which will be coming into your attention, because an intense investigation of leaks is underway, and the persons would be annihilated, for the intent is to utilize this contact and duplicates to scare the living daylights out of you, the people. This is a workshop to the beings of Sector 31, who felt that man could receive reason. These Xenons were asked by command to not approach ones in the manner which transpired, for we have long tried this approach, and it has thus far never been successful. We honor these ones for the effort and bear equally their pain and failure, for it is their perception that now there are more tools to panic you people of Earth. It matters not, except that the priority duplicated aliens are tiny and different. These Xenons are tall and will be related in use to God's host. Well, you ones of Earth are simply going to have to get discerning. Be gentle, for there are many lives at stake in this scenario, like the entire Bush family. You must also know that we are in frequent visitation, and therefore I ask that you not demand endangering information. By the way, the being which was shown as being captured is not the same as the one which will be shown with Bush. The one which will be identified as the same alien and shown with Bush is one most of you know already, and came forth to effort at negotiations for release of the brother. The evil upon your place is without limits. John, Paul, I wish to acknowledge your participation, and I know that it has been a most confusing time in your conscious experience during these past months, and especially in recent weeks. Each of you has agreed to service in rather unusual manners, and it is hard to live within two worlds. I can only acknowledge and hope it gives your conscious experience more understanding. I ask that you do not ask for conscious information, for you are greatly troubled. Remember always that it is through agreement that you delete the memory. I salute you. The day will come when all will be brought into understanding within both dimensions of experience. I would say right here that Dharma left the keyboard, and I have had a great difficulty getting her to come back and continue the writing. For it comes clear that as we bring these particular truths forth, it writes assassination papers for several. Know, friends, that it does not come loaded with fear, only sadness, for each step brings disappointment in our own interactions, but proves more conclusively that our only hope is in bearing truth and shining light into the dark recesses of the evil underground. This is why such outrageous efforts have been made to take out the entire dwelling, but that will not be possible now, for we have shielded quite credibly. I think you ones cannot know the sacrifices of your brothers from out here, who offer and martyr themselves at the hands of evil elite to bring help unto you in your separation from God. The deceit is heinous and cruel, and yet left in the hands of man, our mission is slowed, and this is the only method allowed for intervention. However, as it seems that all reason is gone, know that the turnaround point is near, for it must become bad to the last level of badness in order to swing the pendulum in the other
direction. You've got to be there, right?
Can't get any worse.
It is truly the time of the unmasking of the beast, and he doesn't like it, and he depends upon us pushing your awakening too quickly, so that you turn from the truth, considering it to be too outrageous. May God touch within your hearts, for you have brothers at such risk. Death of physical is easy. It is the bindings and alterations which are so devastating. What is done unto the visitors is beyond your imagination in its evilness. Now let me give you the party line. Let us just copy, Sheila, and I will come in with brackets. Come, Dharma, we must do it, and you must write, for it is our work. Quote, President George Bush's dream of establishing a new world order came closer to reality when he secretly met with a space alien who promised to provide the education, technology, and strategic know-how to achieve lasting peace on Earth by 1997. That's the word coming forth, and further, extraterrestrial who met with the president at Camp David on April 14th, is no stranger to the White House.
Boy, that is an understatement.
And the friend says, I certainly guess not. Because it is the same alien who was captured by an escape from the CIA last fall. Wherein not so. The pieces of the puzzle are finally beginning to fit, goes the conclusion regarding the alien captured in Virginia on September 28, 1990, and escaped from the CIA compound in Washington 3 weeks later on October 22nd. The alien clearly came to Earth on a mission, it is said, and now it seems that its mission is complete. Sources confirm that the creature met with President Bush for 6 hours at Camp David. And while the White House, Congress, CIA, and every official in Washington will deny it, it is known for a fact that the focus of that meeting was the New World Order that Bush has talked so much about. The alien apparently initiated the meeting and came prepared to offer all the technology and support needed to make the president's New World Order a reality. This portion is true, print. This portion is true. We regularly meet with the top leaders, in whatever form they are projected, and are usually present at all summit-type meetings to outlay alternatives and consequences of actions. At present, you are again planning a nuclear war, utilizing more heinous weapons than ever before dreamed of, and there is naught we can do to stop it except away from you, the people. Worse, if we act in foolishness, you are all dead. We, too, are between the proverbial rock and the hard place, for you are in a world gone mad. It is in print. It is not clear what the alien is receiving in return, but it seems likely that Bush agreed to trade with the creature's home planet. Print. Can you now see the thrust? Trade, indeed, with America? Trade what?
In print. They are just on a free trade kick, aren't they?
Oil.
Oil, yes. Energy.
They don't need it.
It is also told that the alien is schooled in the Soviet Union's role in the New World Order and brought up to date at the meeting. Neither White House nor CIA spokesman would comment on the extraordinary summit, and they flatly denied that an alien had visited Camp David or any other government facility. The denials were expected, and the authors encountered them with statements from a dozen highly placed government sources. A photograph that shows the president talking with the alien as they strolled down a wooded path at Camp David, the presidential hideaway in Maryland, was also presented while the original negatives were safely in keeping in a place unknown by the authors for security. The authors do not get into specifics because of the danger of revealing contacts, but you should know that the picture was taken a few hours after the alien materialized at Camp David on April 14th, said the Washington-based speaker. The photo itself is secondary to the meeting, of course. What is really important is the substance of the discussion the extraterrestrial and the president had before the alien stood up, shook hands, and vanished some 6 hours after it arrived. If sources are correct, then the future of our planet is at stake. Somebody ought to be telling us something, it was concluded. If there is anything accomplished by coming forward with the photo and these statements, it will be worth the risk involved. I give you this information, but there is little to be done with it at this time, except take note and hold strong, for you are in the clutches of the counterfeits, and that is that which matters. The unbending evil...
Let me tell you something. If you ponder this a minute... This story broke through one that I'm going to leave nameless. It's on your document. He's pretty foolish. You can know without any hesitation that he's been fed erroneous information. The pictures are real enough. But you don't have those kinds of leaks unless they're intentional. They're getting you ready. They will only be printed in the beginning in what you call your rag sheet.
John's coming in tonight.
All right. Welcome. You won't understand a word I'm going to say. But Ellen will catch you up. Verbatim. I think she's going to try to bribe me for a taste. These are the ways that they will begin to get information to you. These are the ways that they will begin to get you ready to experience what will be coming. And it's the only way that they can throw a negative light on it. And you can know that by what they're saying. Come to bargain, just like some other Mexico that's having a little free trade. On the surface, it would be so imbecilic that you would think not one person in this whole world could possibly believe it. And yet everybody who picked up the document would probably believe it. I knew there were aliens. And sure enough, we're so important they want to trade with us. And that story is pushed. Leaked. The best kind is to leak it. If we'd had better resources, we could have leaked all this information and we might have been heard. But there does get to be a point beyond which God isn't going to care anymore. You will have made your choices and you'll be allowed to live it out in whatever experience you choose. And when I say God doesn't care, I don't want to insult you, I mean it. Because that energy, above all energies, realizes the experience of it. You are living in one perception. You cannot look and tell who is and who isn't really your enemy or a soulless being. If you get to know them and you look into their eyes, you can see the vacantness. They are usually not even looking for truth. Don't shove it on me. I don't want any part of it. And some of you, especially you, are going to have some members of your family that way. That's hard to take. On the other hand, it's easier to release if you know it as a possibility. You stop nagging them. And then all of you are better off. Go ahead and finish the document.
Closing of Skull and Bones Society.
This is more important. And I have not written on it yet. This is more important than any recent news because of its hidden purpose. Sorry.
I am deluged with inquiries about the closing of the Skull and Bones Order of Yale for a year. I have been sent 3 documents regarding the matter, and I will just give you, who are not knowing, the highlights. It all had to do with allowing entry of females within the order. There are reasons why this is simply not possible, but nonetheless the push came to shove, and now they have been forced into actions totally underground. Sometimes you ones push on their own strings until you damage your own cause. Let us just reprint one notice from a newspaper, Associated Press, at random. The same thing appeared all across the media. Yale Society is closed. New Haven, Connecticut, AP. Skull and Bones, the all-male secret society at Yale, whose members include President Bush, was ordered closed for a year by its alumni directors after rebellious students invited women to join. The alumni directors have been debating whether to end the private club's 159-year-old tradition as a bastion of male-only bonding, but were having difficulty reaching a decision. 15 seniors in the current class of Bonesmen, frustrated by the lack of action, notified the board of directors at an emergency meeting Friday night that they had invited 7 women and 8 men to join. In response, the board over the weekend replaced the locks on the tomb, windowless, mausoleum-like building where the society meets. Sidney Lovett, the Society Secretary and Assistant Treasurer, said Monday that the alumni directors had no choice but to suspend operations for a year. Skull and Bones is not an institution that will allow its traditions to be changed arbitrarily or in an unauthorized way, Lovett said. None of the juniors tapped by the class of 1991 will be recognized. Tuesday, April 16, 1991. I have a friend from L.A., J.H., who has sent a compilation of information regarding the Skull and Bones, much of which we have already published, but he has compiled it into a very succinct format as to operations. I want to publish it, but it is too lengthy to cover at this particular sitting. I believe we can get to it this afternoon, of course. Therefore, I ask that we have a break, Dharma. Precious, it has been a most difficult time for you this morning, for you have your neck over the chop block again. I shall guard thy neck well, Sheila, but I understand the burden with all of the other load to be carried. I believe we might have a personal meeting tomorrow, as an old friend will be present, and in addition, we need to cover some business. We simply do not have time for the personal interchange in these writings, nor are they appropriate for publication, i.e. resolutions in question regarding another publication, etc. But we can cover them rapidly in council, and others can make response. Thank you. I move to stand by. I wish to write again this day, please. In addition to the Skull and Bones, I wish to lay another nasty tidbit before you. I think it's time to understand that the Khazar element infects everything the Israelis do. The latest fad for making great sums of money is in the selling of eyes, human, garnered mostly at present from the victims killed in Sri Lanka's civil war, where the troops were trained by the Mossad. There is a refrigerated warehouse on the Haifa Israeli waterfront. The operation is through a valid company called Oculex International, and there has been built a multi-million dollar export business concentrating on a single line of merchandise. It sells plucked out eyes. So be it. Salute. Hatton, stand by, please.
Is there anything else we'd like to talk about? I mean, it's just a casual afternoon in spring.
Well, I have a question.
Well, let's see if I dare answer it.
We have like 7 billion people on the planet, and I just wonder, do the hosts have any idea of a percentage, a salvageable percentage of real soul people that there will be the opportunity to go into God's path?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it allowed to be said?
No. But we'll work out a free trade agreement. Enough. There's plenty. Glad you came, Wendell.
I'm glad to come too.
You don't hardly have anything to do now.
Oh, I've been very, very busy. All lines of new goodies come up. Thrilling.
Well, you'll have some good help once we get over this. You see, we're having to struggle and fight, if you will, to overcome the disinformation. There has been such a heinous mistreatment of everybody who is genuinely doing worthy work. And it's all connected, interconnected, with the New Age movement gets in it. The government disinformation crews get in it. The UFO community gets into it. And that is the point of it. To discredit anything worthwhile. And there is no way that we are going to come forth and prove anything. You have your proof. You're in a mess. What more do you need to give something else a try? But as ones will say, well, I've been so disappointed. The latest one is, here's one more Pleiadian. How can you believe anything the Pleiadians say? Well, if it's against the word of God, I'll tell you they're not Pleiadians. If they say one word that makes it all right to break any of the laws of God, they are not either a God nor a Pleiades. Or they come out from under the sanctions of the command. At which point, if you're receiving from anybody not within the sanctions of the command from Pleiades, you are really in trouble because you are not clearing your space. A Pleiadian, first of all, will withdraw because they will have been uncovered. Beyond that, so what? If all these ones are interested in is what they thought they understood from this other, quote, Pleiadian, then why didn't they clear their space and know who they were talking to? Of no patience with it. Don't come up here now and insult the publisher of information as if he's the imbecile, whether or not he is. You have to not jump to conclusions about that. George has a right to his own opinion. But then to say, I don't mean to be insulting right after you have insulted everybody, but I'm going to insult you a little more. Well, quite frankly, Hatton is tired of my people being insulted, being used, and being abused. And you ones in this room must know that I am so extremely busy, and I have held hands with so many and chewed food for so long, and I don't need food, so I'm beginning to object. And it's making me irritable. I don't mind eating Dorma's food because she and Charles know how to choose it. It's called Milky Way. The rest of you, what you do to us. But I've adjusted to that. But I'm beginning to answer as bluntly as I'm asked. I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Sometimes the shock of an honest retrieval opens eyes and opens ears. It did with Bogart. When I speak to a commander as a commander, he understands. If I speak to him like some mystical voice out of J.G. Knight's mouth, I deserve to be turned away. He hasn't the time to waste. He's trying to save a constitution. And secondly, if these ones are playing around in the New Age games, it will be the destruction of your planet if these ones in power don't kill you first. The New Age movement is evil. I'm sorry. Well, I believe in New Age. Yes, that's because you're in the New Age. But like everything else, of beauty and value, it has been stolen, friends. Tied up in a bundle and used for their weaponry. And you must get discerning. And if they cannot open their hearts enough to look at the possibility of truth, then they will only waste your time. And maybe even Hatton can fragment, but you are limited as to time. And this is why I want to explain when I say I have to be away. You have to understand that sometimes I have to be away in physical form. And now I get it. Well, why don't you just come physical around here? Well, that's in time. But I cannot be at Dorma's elbow typing and somewhere else at the same time. And you only have 24 confounded hours in a day. So I'm limited. and my crew is limited, and my brothers are limited. Cortan is limited. Soltec gets around more than the rest of us. And there are several who act as ambassadors. And they can be. But we're coming down into the funnel, neck of this thing. And it requires sometimes the higher command.
Are you limited because of our limitations?
Yes. Yes. There are members of my crew that are limited because of their physicalness. But the command is limited because of your physicalness. And as much as we would like to continue to play games, I will answer any honorable request. And I encourage the correspondents to continue, and ones are being very wonderful in sending documents. I would remind all of you, a document becomes totally worthless if it has no source and no date. Remember that, please, when you take clippings. These are of no value to me. They will be and are value to you. Working blind, these are your confirmations. And they allow us to structure the writings in such a manner that they are not discredited by lack of proper dates and things. If I'm going to tell you about the Vandenberg incident on October 29th, 1987, I cannot turn around and tell you it was October 23rd. And I am just human enough to do that. We try to avoid those kinds of conflicts. The concept is no different, the action is no different, but everybody will get hung up on the 23rd versus the 29th. And I have to depend a lot on editors. I haven't had to until now, too much, because I've had the leisure of working a lot from scanners. I don't want to pull up that incident one more time on my scanner and waste my time. I wrote about it yesterday. You ones will get it today, so I don't really need to go into it. But those things that are now public, I'm happy to discuss. That particular incident becomes worthy of discussion simply because Sister Phaedra from ASSK was present. So where did Sister Phaedra begin to discount Hatton? She would make special visits to meet with Hatton and Sananda. So at what point did Dharma's, Hatton, and Sananda go bonkers? And I think that you'll find that things are working out.
Much easier. Yes.
I will just pause.
Don't want me coming in. Let's take this opportunity to change the tape.